This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed today in an ongoing operation in a remote village in Kathua district, taking the death toll in the incident to two. Body of the terrorist was recovered from the scene of the encounter at Kok Mandli in Bilawar Tehsil of Kathua district this afternoon. A massive search operation is underway in the village for the second day. Additional Director General of Police Jammu Zone Anand Jain said the search operation was launched in the village on Saturday evening following information about the presence of 3 to 4 foreign terrorists. Campaigning for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. Star campaigners of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. The Arispura Jammu South seat is one of the key constituencies in Jammu district which is going to polls in this phase. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi for appreciating Prasar Bharati. All India Radio and Doordarshan in his Mann Ki Baat address on Akashvani. In a social media post, Mr. Sehgal said, Prime Minister's appreciation is an inspiration and motivation for Prasar Bharati, Doordarshan and All India Radio and its employees. He said they are proud to be associated with Mr. Modi in taking his resolve of nation building to the masses. The Prasar Bharati chairman added that Prime Minister's message will infuse a new energy and new consciousness in the entire Prasar Bharati family. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said, India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. The Prime Minister pointed towards the changing dynamics of jobs with the emergence of new sectors. He said the Minister of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign, encouraging people to participate in the mega plantation drive, Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign. The Prime Minister said it leads to amazing results for the entire society, which is truly inspiring. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Pune Metro section between District Court and Swargate. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, the projects unveiled today will give a boost to urban development and significantly add to ease of living for the people of Maharashtra. On revamping of the Solapur Airport, Mr. Modi said, this will significantly enhance connectivity in the area and boost tourism, particularly religious tourism in Pandharpur. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today stressed that Brand India is as important as Make in India and any product made in India should be recognized world over as a good quality product. Interacting with CEOs and PLI beneficiary companies in New Delhi, the minister urged them to move towards sustainable and world-class quality products through the PLI scheme. Nepal's Home Ministry has confirmed that 132 people have died due to flood, landslide, inundation and natural disaster incidents. The ministry said that so far 68 people have been killed due to disaster incidents in Kathmandu Valley, 45 in Bagmati province, 17 in Koshi province and 2 in Madhesh province. Similarly, 64 people have gone missing and 61 have sustained injuries due to the disaster-related incidents. Israeli Defense Forces IDF have killed senior Hezbollah commander Nabil in an airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut last night. In a social media post, the IDF announced today that fighter jets of the Israel Air Force attacked and killed Nabil under the precise direction of Amman, the Israeli military intelligence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.